And now it's time for our regular Scala guests. And if you don't know, Scala stands for Songwriters, Composers and Lyricists Association. It's a non-for-profit local group. So now I'm joined by local musicians Jake Brooks and Andre Murray for a couple of live songs.
Andrea,
sorry.
Thank you. It's early in the morning.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, and what's the first song that you've got for us?
We thought because it's early in the morning, we'd do something really nice and gentle and soothing. And it's actually an instrumental piece called Serenity.
Take it away.
All right, let's do it.
What a beautiful song. Such a good way to start off the weekend too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that one called?
Serenity.
It was only named, what, last night?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that quite a new song then?
Oh, it's an old one for me. I've had it with me for about 20 years and it just always relaxes me. And Andrea actually came up with the flute part last night.
Oh, wow.
We've only sort of jammed under the peppercorn tree at Strath Album to the ducks and the little Bally Brook. With that one.
When we had a picnic.
Yeah. And so, yeah, last night we tried to sort of like, you know, formalise it a little bit.
Yeah. So is it normally just you two playing together?
We're the dynamic duo from Semaphore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can call in other musicians as we need them type thing. And that's the beauty of Mantra Coda, what we're doing, Mantra Coda. So we create the core of everything and other musicians can come in and add their bit and float away. It's sort of like it's free in that sense, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's a pretty unusual combination, you know, flute, guitar, vocals.
Yeah.
And all the songs are not as delicate and lyrical and pretty as that one.
No, that's the warm-up song.
How long have you guys been playing together for?
Oh, 4.5 years,
yeah,
I reckon.
About 4.5 years.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful combination.
Yes, it is.
Have you recorded any EPs or anything in that time?
Yeah, well, we recorded our first EP after we got back from an epic road trip up the West Coast and we just started playing together in the desert near all the wicked surf breaks going up the West Coast. And that was awesome because we had no distractions, and we were on the road just camping out, and that was really, really cool. And we came back and we recorded an EP with Nesta at Fish Shop Recording Studios, and that was really relaxed and wonderful.
And an EP's called Sound Dunes.
Yeah, Sound Dunes. Yeah. And then we were fortunate enough to attract the attention of Paul Dangerfield, who has Dale Street Studios in Port Adelaide. And this guy's an absolute wizard engineer. And he brought out the best in the music, and we released an LP called Door to a Maze. And that one's, we've had a few songs off that one go like right out there in the world and all around Australia, thanks to community radio station and AMRAP and Airits. And, you know, what would we basically do without community radio, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And do you have another song to play? What's the next one?
Yeah, we've actually...
Ooh, what's our next one?
This is a really new one. This is really fresh. So we'll see how we go on this one, because it's still a bit raw, but it's called Truth Serum.
Hang on.
Oh, you ready? Yeah, because I think it's something that everyone can relate to, actually. It's about just opening up your heart to people who might not be going through such easy times. Yeah. All right. 2, 3, 4.
Talking to a friend of mine just the other day. He said he'd been doing it rough, full sleeping in the rain. When I asked him what had happened in his life, he just smiled and said, oh, maybe some other time. And I said, hey man, kick back, take some time. Warm your weary bones by the fire. Started talking in no time at all. All made sense how we had come so far. Said that everything just took its toll. Gambling, no booze and drugs, and he lost it all. I said, hey man, stick around just for a while. Got no pressure here, just get some peace of mind. Take it day by day, one step at a time. Open up your book of life, write a different line. Cause you are getting closer, living on your roller coaster. Sometimes all we need is to talk it through to someone who gives a shit when we are feeling blue. We've all been there, yeah, maybe again. Nothing better in life than sharing with a friend. So come on man, just open up your heart. You know there's a better way, you've known it from the start. Take it day by day, yeah, one step at a time. Open up your book of life, write a different line. Cause you are getting close to living on your roller coaster. Always getting close to. Now you're clear and sober. And I said, hey man, kick back, take some time. Warm your weary bones by the fire. Everything will be okay, just wait and see. Leaving your past behind, setting yourself free.
That's the local group Mantra Coda live in the studio with me now. What a fun song that one was.
Yeah, like it's got a bit of a funky feel to it.
Oh,
bluesy,
yeah.
Funky.
Definitely.
We range across so many different like, feels and emotions.
Yeah.
You know, when people see flute and guitar, acoustic guitar, they might think that it's all very sweet and pretty, which it can be, but we do some really hard-hitting stuff as well.
So it seems like it's a real range of genres that you guys play.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to define. Yeah. Like when they tried to genre-lize us, we said we're ungenrified.
Lots of musicians hate fitting into a genre, don't they?
Yeah, it's easy for them in JB Hi-Fi and places like that where they can go, oh, alternative or alt blues or world. But if you cross the whole range, I think it's we're just in the alternative section. So that's the easiest way for us, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I did this solo album and it went out there through Europe and America many moons ago, and they marketed it as world. But in Australia, I'm not regarded as world. But in the world, I'm regarded as world.
Oh, yeah.
But in Australia, it's like, oh, come on, mate. You know, you're not from a different country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a bit of a spin out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So do you get inspiration from different musicians?
Oh, of course. From all over the world. From all over the world, all different countries. We just soak it in and appreciate it and I guess channel it in our own interpretive way through what we do. Like we love Arabic scales and flamenco and all sorts of like beautiful Japanese flutes and lots of different, lots of indigenous cultures. We love the primal elements of that. Takes it right down to the core, you know. Like even if you think about like psytrance and all that kind of stuff and all that. I mean that kind of, Africa. I mean, come on, it's just huge.
Yeah, we both traveled a lot, you know, and unconsciously, you know, consciously, unconsciously, you're sort of like taking in feels and vibes and you know interpreting them in your own way. So yeah, I mean, I lived in Africa for years and have traveled a lot. So yeah, without even knowing it, you know, you'd start like taking in elements. Yeah.
And how does the lyrics and music come together? Do you sort of work together to write it?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's the music. Sometimes it's the lyrics first. Generally, it's the riff that comes to me first, and then the challenge then for me is to try and honor the riff. You know, because I don't want to write anything cliche or anything like that. So it's like digging deep inside your soul and going, okay, wow, how am I going to express this to the audience to get the vibe across as best as I can? And then I generally play it for Andrea and she sort of goes yay or nay. And generally it's yay, which is cool.
I'm very intuitive with my response to, you know, it might be obvious, I don't know. But Jake, you know, quite often says, all right, I'm really curious to see what you're going to do with this. And I might just take myself off to a little sort of like dark room and just experiment. Or sometimes he says, right here, right now, no thinking about it, and we just sort of in the lounge room or whatever, just see what comes out, you know. So yeah, it's a really beautiful process. The problem is once you sort of like you do a amazing version, then you got to remember it.
Yeah,
if you don't press the record button then
So that's it's and then it's a collaboration, you know, like no, I really don't like that note doesn't work, and I think it sounds good to me. Doesn't sound good to me, you know.
Yeah.
So then we have a little bit of a
little debate.
Yeah.
Musical debate.
Yeah, but it definitely runs on the emotion of the song. You know, trying to get so like the vibe and the emotion and the feel of the song. That's where I come from anyway.
I've described Andrea as, and she gets a bit embarrassed about this, but the Coltrane of the flute.
Way too generous.
Oh, come on.
But I love that interpretive feel. That's how.
Because the flute is normally such like an orchestral kind of instrument. It must be great to do such different genres with it.
Ah, it's wonderful because when I was learning the flute, it was like put the music in front of me and I'll play the classical pieces. And I put my flute down for, 8 years, and it was only actually when I sort of, like, met Jake, and he said, oh, you play flute? Get it out of the dusty box. And I just, for the first time ever, I went by feel, I listened, and there's no stopping me now.
I reckon it was the desert jams that got you.
Out in the desert, we were just so free just to experiment and mess up and make the most wild sounds we possibly felt like doing.
Little campfire.
Yeah. So it really was very liberating. You know, you could put whatever you felt like out there. And then we could just, like, bring it back in a little bit.
In the recording studio.
But that sort of like, I don't know, gave me confidence too, you know, just playing to the rocks and the red earth and the all the little creatures and the amazing sort of like stars out in the desert. So you could just really just experiment and be yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And what's the next song that you've got?
Okay, this one has actually gone out there a fair bit. It's off the previous album, Door to Amaze. Oh, and by the way, people can listen to all of the stuff that we've done on our website, which is www.mantracoda.com, mantra and then C-O-D-A, one word, Mantra Coda, like coda in piece of music. This next song's called Jet Black Light. And it actually started off as a jazz fusion song, right? Mm-hmm. And over the years, it just simplified and evolved into what it is today.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Andrea loves this because it's like straight in, all or nothing. All right, ready? Two, three. Oh, no, I'll do an intro, don't I? Yeah, sorry. Seeing the man passing on the road to somewhere. There's all the mountains in his eyes that he had to cross today. He will send no messengers to guide him on his way. No, just open up your hands, try to understand and listen to the wind blow. Voices in the distance and the footsteps are coming to me. Do they bring happiness and joy or do they bring pain? Are they gonna sing a similar song that I heard in your heart today? Guess I'll just sit on the earth and let the wind bring them to me. I remember a time when a page was shown to me. Do you know what it said? It said this is right and wrong and there's nothing in between. Well, I know there's more to life than what's drifting in the sand. And if I get a chance, I'll try to understand. Cause baby, baby, know that I am here for you. Baby, baby, I know that, know that we can make it through. Yeah. Tapping on a drum skin sets the scene for another day. Thoughts in my mind as I lurk behind are soothed by the light of day. Here I stand now, once again. Yeah, I question not me. Currents are shifting in our lives every day. Tides keep changing to make way for more waves. So let the wind blow on me. Let the wind blow on me. Cause baby, baby, know that I am here for you. Cause baby, baby, know that. Oh,
That's the local group Mantra Coda in the studio with me now. Yeah, that was another really fun song as well.
Cool.
Where did you get the inspiration for that one?
I think I was about 21. I was living in the Dandenongs back in Victoria. And just living up in the forest up there was just mind-blowing. I was up there for about 6 years. And just the characters, just the people up there and the forest, I think, was the inspiration for that one very much so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And do you guys gig often?
Yeah. Well, we've actually been flat out writing a new album this year so far, but it's going to be pretty crazy with this fantastic Umbrella Winter City Sounds and Guitars in Bars festivals, like uniting. Mm-hmm. And we've also we've got heaps of gigs in particular because...
Well, kicking it off with the Scala one.
Yeah. Scala one. I can't wait for that. It's going to be so good being back at the Weedy and amongst all of our fellow Scala people.
Such an inspiring little organisation.
Well, yeah.
You know, and it is.
They give you such opportunities. So
don't they?
Yeah, it's been great for us to for me anyway, to get confidence up and, have a really, appreciative, critical but appreciative kind of audience.
Because they provide a lot of feedback, don't they?
They do. They're very supportive.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. It's a really nurturing organisation.
Yeah, it's always constructive, you know? And any kind of music is embraced and welcome, So, it's a wonderful organisation. We're very lucky to have it here in SA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's really funny because we've met so many, friends that we now have through Scala, all fellow musicians and what have you. And many of them are playing in this festival that I'll talk about in a little bit. But the Weedy gig, that's going to be fantastic on the 13th, which is coming up in a... Not that long, is in a few days, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it's the last sort of Weedy gig before we go into the Foom competition, which will be awesome. We were in that last year and got into the finals, and we were stoked about that.
Mm.
And we've entered two songs in for this year's Foom competition, so that should be really awesome.
So what's the Foom competition about?
It's the Festival of Original Music.
Yeah.
And so you can enter, you can do a performance or you can just enter...
Recording or lyrics.
Yeah.
There's a few different categories.
Yeah. Mm. And they look for the quality of the songwriting. So the lyrics are really, really, really sort of crucial to the Foom competition. Yeah.
I mean, we've got people like Ben Ford Davies and Kelly Bruhaha. I mean, these people have won it.
Yeah.
And they're out there making waves constantly in Adelaide's music scene, just doing incredible stuff. Ben's awesome, just gigging so much, and Callie's just touring and gigging, and she's mentoring, and she's just an incredible inspiration. So these are the kind of people that rise up in Scala, and branch out and just do fantastic stuff. So it's a really nurturing, wonderful...
And the judges really have a challenge because they're going to have every conceivable kind of music, ballad and more country and sort of heavier sort of folk, kind of rock, experimental. Mm. And then from that, they've got to choose one or two people. Mm.
Tough, isn't it? And they really try and support young, emerging artists as well, which is fantastic as well.
Yeah, it's a real mix of ages and styles of music. And
of course, we've hit that point where we're ageless, haven't we, Andrea?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore,
no,
does it?
It does not.
No.
Music is music. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so
gets better.
We've got three gigs in a row. So the Weedy kicks it off, and then on the 14th, Friday the 14th, is the beginning of the Guitars in Bars and Umbrella Festival, of course. And those guys have just gone all out and done... It's getting better and better. They've done a fantastic job this year. There is so much talent. I've actually got the Umbrella magazine in front of me. There's just so much talent through Guitars in Bars and the Umbrella Festival that's out there. It's going to be two fully loaded weeks of incredible talent. And our first gig for that one's at the Crown and Scepter with the fantastic and amazing Chicka Chicka Electrica with Frankie and Stephen Horn.
Oh, I've had them on the show before.
Have you?
Yeah,
aren't they great?
Were great.
They're
yeah.
awesome people, yeah. Yeah. Really cool. So we're doing a gig with them. It kicks off at 9 p.m. And then we've got one the following night, which is the guy from Leadworm, is it?
Yeah, I think Jonah Sheeple.
He's
putting that one together.
And that starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes right through till midnight.
Wow.
And we're talking quite a few bands. 11 to 12 outfits, actually, and it's only $10.
Wow.
And you've got from 3 till midnight, so hours and hours of
and
music.
And it's appropriately named.
Yeah.
As in a most excellent musical menagerie.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously any kind of music, you know, expect to hear any kind of music in that, you know, in that sort of like show.
He's done a fantastic job with his promos too, as he's so professional.
Yeah. Look forward to meeting him.
That'd be cool. And so he's got us headlining that one. We're actually headlining all these gigs. It's crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Exciting.
It is exciting. It's really wicked. We're trying not to let the nerves get to us at this point. Yeah. Then on the 20th, Thursday the 20th, if you are not at Barlow, and now you know where Barlow is?
No, you ever heard of Barlow? No.
It's a secret. It's a secret bar.
Like, well, I haven't heard of it.
But I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Well, it's not a secret anymore, but yeah, let's make it public. Yeah. Let's go out on it.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the Mall's Balls, right?
Yeah.
And Linda's Lane comes off the Mall's Balls.
Yeah.
And there's a restaurant, boutique wine bar / restaurant, cafe, a bit
tapas
of everything.
Bar.
Yeah.
Kind of
beautiful food, wonderful wines, etc. That's on the left-hand side just as you're walking down Linda's Lane.
Yeah.
Now, there's a staircase that goes down to Barlow, but you can't find the door, all you see is a fireplace. But that is the door. You pull the whole wall and the fireplace open. No, it's just mind-blowing. We saw it and we just went, this is it. This is like Alice in Wonderland, right? And then all of a sudden you walk into this sort of 1920s, 1930s underground French-style, bohemian sort of cocktail bar.
Chandeliers. Everything has been, you know, like personally chosen.
Mm.
You know, chandeliers.
The designer is actually quite well known.
Glasses and a beautiful piano down there.
Wow.
But it only seats, has about 50, 60
capacity.
People.
So it's going to be a really intimate show.
Yeah.
And we're doing sort of like a concert length performance there for our people. And so that's on the 20th and we're starting at 7:30 so that people that finish work can come have a meal and then come and check out the show for a couple of hours. And if people do have a meal at Linda's Lane, it's $5 entry for them. If they don't, if you're just like a random that comes in off the street or whatever, $10 entry. So, which is so affordable for like well over a 2-hour show. And we're gonna bust out. It's going to be really intimate because we're going to be sharing stories and song with everyone, which is going to be really wonderful. So that should be a great gig.
Oh, yeah.
We've got two of those at Linda's Lane.
We do. There's another one a week later at the 27th. But I am completely and utterly stoked because we're going to be incredibly fortunate to have the guest performer, Alan Gogol, I think you pronounce his name, from Tasmania. This guy is an absolute wizard on guitar. Described intricate instrumental, he's got this bell harmonics technique and signature guitar tunings. And this guy is ethereal. He's magical.
Wow.
He brought tears to my eyes the first time I heard him play. Like, and that doesn't happen very often.
Mm.
So he's going to be, I've given him he's so good. I've given him an hour. Just have an hour, mate. And that'll be an extended gig and we'll have him there, which will be absolutely wonderful. And that same 2-hour set can be caught at the Railway Hotel on the 21st. That's in Port Adelaide. Good old Port, we
going
love the
local.
Port.
Yeah.
And that's with wonderful Steve Charles, who's got an absolutely fantastic voice. He's a great singer. Kicks off at 7. No mobile phones to be on because we're doing a live recording. And the Railway Hotel actually has one of the best PAs and recording for live music in Adelaide, and we are really excited about that performance.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really sort of supporting and promoting not just local musicians, but certainly lots of local musicians get a
But also from the conservatorium. They've got really high-caliber musicians going through there. So that'd be wicked. But the big one, okay, you ready for this? All right, we've set up a little mini festival to tie in with Guitars in Bars and Winter City Sounds and also the Winter Festival in Port Adelaide where, as we speak, they're building an ice skating rink.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this one is actually at Gallery Yampu, which you can see it from where the ice skating rink is, that side of the river. you can see Gallery Yampu over the other side. It's just over the Birkenhead Bridge.
Just okay. Nestled in there. It's the old sailing club.
Yeah, Dragon Boat
and
Sailing Club.
And now it's the headquarters to the Dragon PAF Boat and well. Port Adelaide Artists Forum.
Yeah.
And it's just this amazing location right on the water's edge.
We rehearsed there.
Yeah.
We rehearsed there last night for about 5 hours and it's just magical. You got all the lights sparkling off the river and dolphins and...
Yeah, water rats. And
yeah, the water rats. Thank God there's no drop bears.
They do sell like donuts in the water when they hear us play.
So this is really special because we've actually got wonderful Kylie Bryce. She's doing a songwriting workshop from 9 o'clock in the morning till 10:30 for $10. It's an hour and a half, and I know Kylie's musical ability. It's fantastic. So anyone who wants to develop their songwriting can most certainly learn a hell of a lot from Kylie Bryce. I'm really excited about that. And from 11 o'clock, I'll just quickly go through this because these people are worth a mention.
Mm-hmm. And most of them are Scala members, aren't
most
they?
Of these are Scala. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steve Alexander, who used to be the cajun player in Dirty Frank, he's opening it. I think he's doing some lap steel and he's really pumped about that. We've got the Tangerines, and that's got Ivy in it. Now, she's actually stepped up in Scala, so she's a big part of Scala now. And it's a trio and they've got wonderful music. We've got the Weeping Angels, Sean Dempsey and Angie Starr and that crew. He's that six-piece, I think, this time.
Yeah.
And I love Sean's flute playing and I love Angie's spirit. She's just absolutely a dynamo in the area, in the local community around Semaphore, organising her drumming workshops and stuff. Mm. That's going to be sick as. Dan Brasher, he is Scala Man. And what was that band he was in as well?
Surfer Rosa.
Yeah, this guy's really come a long way since I first heard him. He has matured and he is brilliant and I love his stuff. And there is only one Tony and that is Tony only. He's just got back from the States and I really want to hear what he's going to rip out. He's a great guitarist. And, of course, the wonderful, enigmatic Susan Lilly. Suze is going to be doing her thing, and I believe she's hinted that she might actually pull out a couple of new songs off her her latest recording, which would be wicked. Mm. Then Ivy's back with a solo set, which will be fantastic to hear what she can do solo. And, of course, followed by Paula Standing. Now, Paula's been doing a lot of work. She's gigging all over the joint. I think she's ranked just behind us as far as gigs throughout this festival go. we've just gone a bit crazy. But and then the Steve Charles Band. So yeah, I think it's a trio followed, which will be fantastic. I can't wait to hear that. I love all these people, right?
Mm.
I respect them all. El Bandoleros. Now, take your hat off to El Bandoleros because I think they're fantastic. And when I first heard them, it's sort of like a fusion between Incubus and lots of different bands that I really love and respect. Queens of the Stone Age.
Anybody who might be struggling or in a dark place, some of his songs address that anyway, and he'll sort of lift them out of it and give them hope and inspiration. Yeah. So,
well, he works a lot with mental health and helping people come out of their out of their blue zone, I guess you could say. And I've got a lot of respect for those two guys. Mm. And, of course, Chica Chica Electrica.
They're a lot of fun.
Oh, they are heaps of fun.
Yeah.
And we've got Alan Gogol. He's also coming as a guest performer to this one, right? And, of course, we're going to have a few special surprises.
Yeah, you never know who might sort of just turn up on the day.
Yeah, and we've got, now this is brilliant, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Thomas Reddit is going to be painting live as the musicians are performing. And I believe he's doing a portrait of Chris Cornell as the late and great Chris Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't wait. He's pumped. He was one of the Wonderwalls artists in Port Adelaide.
Yep.
He did near the play equipment there. He did like the butterflies and the skull, and it's really great. He's a totally awesome dude. And there's going to be heaps of other artists exhibiting their face painting. It's family friendly community event.
Mm-hmm.
It's $5 essentially if you want the whole day and night because it starts at 9, goes through till midnight. Mm. It's crazy. We've got 27
and
performers.
And people be able to come and go.
Yeah,
you know, there's just so get a little stamp on that particular day. Just just wander across the Birkenhead Bridge.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got the ice skating thing happening. Yeah. You've got the Fisherman's Wharf markets. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so that whole little area is just going to be abuzz with music and activity and people of all ages and but stages.
Of course, if people can't afford $5 and they just want to pop in or see a band or whatever, then we accept gold coin donations, fine. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem at all. Yeah. And we're very fortunate in the sense that we've got Red Lime Shack.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be doing their vegan food, their coffee, maybe some chai. And we've also got a food van out the front, Signor Arancini, which is like Italian street food, arancini balls and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a great event. Mm. And just to finish off, because I know I've been rambling here, but I've got a lot to get out. Sorry. We're going to be finishing up on the 30th, Sunday the 30th, at the famous Exeter, you know, just around the corner in town. And doors open at 7 o'clock. And, of course, that's with El Bandoleros. And that's going to be a wicked gig. I love playing with these guys. They're fantastic, you know.
And we're going to be finishing off the Enchantment by the River after Chicka Chicka.
Yeah, I forgot about us. Yes. Oh, goodness. We're going to be closing it, and we're going to rip out some really, really badass good vibe stuff.
Yeah, there'll be ripples happening on the Port River.
Yeah, the water rats, look out. Dolphins will probably be dancing in the water. Wah, Metricota, yeah.
And I guess all that information will be on your website?
Yeah, it's on the website, or you can just look up Mantracoda through Facebook, and you can get us that way as well. And if you do go to Facebook, just like it and just say nice things, and I might like your stuff too, you know?
Oh, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been great having you.
Thank you so much for having us. It's absolutely fantastic. It's great to be into Radio Adelaide. I'm a huge fan. I love Clayton's show and Songcatcher
and
all that.
Wonderful, supportive program. So thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
Nice one.